AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Get ready. It's coming. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has issued a warning to thousands of people who live in low-lying areas near the coast. She wants them to strongly consider evacuating before floodwaters from Columbia rush toward communities like Georgetown on the coast.
I know the sun is shining and the wind's not blowing and the rain isn't coming down, but the floods are. And you are going to see that not only does the water rise, but it will rise and stay for up to 12 days.
A house divided. With no warning today, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew from the race for Speaker.
I just think it's best we have a new face.
Jason Chaffetz, who is one of two congressmen still in the race, agrees about the need for new blood.
Clearly, I'm an underdog. I get that. I ran because I'm trying to bridge the gulf and the divide that is within the Republican Conference. That's what I try to do and say, hey, it's time for a fresh start.
Former Michigan Congressman John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress in U.S. history, has had a pacemaker placed in his heart at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. A surveillance video from a camera outside a Sacramento, California liquor store captured an early morning knife fight that injured a U.S. airman who helped thwart an attack on a French train this summer. The grainy footage shows Airman First Class Spencer Stone fighting with several people at an intersection. Worse than first reported, the crush and stampede last month outside of Saudi Arabia's holy city of Mecca killed at least 1,399 people during the Hajj pilgrimage. That's 630 more deaths than the kingdom officially reported. This is AP Radio News. One of Volkswagen's top executives offered deep apologies today as he sought to put some distance between himself and the emissions scandal.
After apologizing for VW's deception, calling it very troubling, the company's top executive in the U.S., Michael Horn, told a House panel that corporate officials didn't know anything about the defeat devices used to cheat on government emissions tests.
This was not a corporate decision. This was something individuals did.
New York Congressman Chris Collins isn't buying it.
I cannot accept VW's portrayal of this as something by a couple of rogue software engineers.
VW is looking for ways to compensate the owners of the 500,000 cars in the U.S. that are affected. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Signs that the Fed might keep interest rates low for several more months push stocks broadly higher today, the Dow gaining 138 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.